Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Remember when Adler said that Andrew doesn't exist.
Raw and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
He said it didn't exist. He's gaslighting you. He's insulting you. When they fund it, they run it as the cover for their real violent revolution. But like everything these losers do, now that America's awake, it's falling apart. So let's go to part of this report that's at band.video, then I'll get into the big breaking news. On the other side of this break, there's so much to get to and how to stop the globalist coup. But right now, let's go to this report. Antifa is not a myth. It's at band.video. It's like a 9-minute report. Here's only part of it.
I think self-defense can look violent if you're looking at it as the person who responds in self-defense is as culpable, but we don't see it that way. We see ourselves as engaging in self-defense from groups who want to do our community harm.
The mayor decried the violence, calling those responsible vigilantes. The police video showed one person dumping out a backpack with what appeared to be frozen water bottles, which were then thrown at officers. Demonstrators also hurled fireworks, one sergeant suffering a broken eye socket from the shrapnel. Police said the PVC pipe used to hold the Black Lives Matter banners had been sharpened and were taken out and used to jab at officers.
Are you disavow the violence from Antifa? That's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth.
Breaking news in the so-called Capitol Hill organized protest zone. There's been yet another shooting early this morning. Protesters finished a march back to Cal Anderson Park when they say gunshots were fired nearby.
There were different reasons for Antifa and for these neo-Nazis to be there. One, racist, fascists.
I do not make any differentiation between neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just because they claim in their name that they are anti-fascist, their tactics are in fact totally fascist.
One of the people who was created to kill people they don't like. The other group,
and so was
Black Lives Matter,
Antifa
has hangers-on and aberrant actors within their ranks. But the groups were not created to destroy parts of humanity.
Antifa is not a myth.
The Democrats' refusal to acknowledge the obvious violence spreading like a cancer from the Trump-hating, Soros-funded brown shirts terrorizing America borders on treason.
There was no anarchist violence in Lafayette Square. In fact, the only ones using force were federal law enforcement agents.
I am standing out the front of the White House, and you can see that the building behind me is still smoldering. The fire brigade has just arrived to try to extinguish that. They've been kept busy with a number of spot fires in this area. There was an impromptu bonfire on the street here behind me. There were a number of cars set alight. Even a hotel, the front of our hotel, was set alight in what was really terrifying scenes. This all happened in the minutes leading up to the 11 p.m. curfew. This is the first time that Washington, D.C. has had a curfew in place, and you could really feel the tension rising between the protesters and the police in the minutes leading up to it.
Portland is another clear example where federal agents use excessive and indiscriminate force to break up people gathered to peacefully protest.
If we had done nothing, what would have happened to the courthouse, Mr. Cuccinelli, in Portland?
That courthouse wouldn't be there in any function.
So I challenge anybody on the other side to say different. If we hadn't intervened, they'd burn the damn thing down.
Hawaii Senator Hirono and her cult would sacrifice as many Americans as it takes to seize one-party Marxist control over a republic.
Antifa is an anarcho-communist movement whose goal is to use physical violence and intimidation to terrorize American citizens, to disengage them from the political process. While they do this under the cover of anti-fascism, the reality is that Antifa defines the entire American political system, regardless of party affiliation, as fascism. The most basic structure of Antifa is the affinity group, which is described by the pro-Antifa website CrimeThink as the essential building block of anarchist organizations.
That's right. Full report, banned on video. It's absolutely priceless. Friends, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are not living in normal times. Powerful forces of corporate world government are attempting to extinguish the very existence of our constitutional republic as we speak. And there are, again, the talking points by every major Democrat Party official and their surrogates and their strategists saying Trump's illegitimate, Trump's going to try to stay in office, we need to drive him out using the military. And we're going to contest the election if we lose, but if he contests that, which is legal and lawful, to the Supreme Court, we're going to remove him using a military coup. Now, I've been talking about this since Trump was elected over 3 years ago, because they were putting it in the CFR, they were putting it in Atlantic Monthly, it came out that they were canvassing when he was president-elect and then first president, military brass that believed he should be removed because he was a Russian agent. They then said, I was a Russian agent in the House Armed Services Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, with no evidence. They just had Democrats come in from different foundations and from the Central Intelligence Agency front groups and say this. And so that's how they were able to finance all the fake lawsuits, harass us, run all the attacks, was because they put me in the column as an enemy combatant. There's a major whistleblower, is not the term they want to use, but it's a person of known facts, military officer in Millie Weaver's new film coming out later this week, Shadowgate, with how the Pentagon had these systems for other governments and other conflicts, and how it's been used under Obama and since Trump got in, against Trump by the bureaucracy. And, of course, that's been in mainstream news. They're doing that. Headline, Obama legalizes propaganda against the American people. Obama legalizes CIA propaganda against the American people. Now, that happened 8 years ago, but now it's really going on. But here's what I want to get at, because I always give you the factoids and the backstory and how they're doing it and remind you of where they're saying it and, you know, to prove it to you. Well, we already know this is going on. So you've got now, from a drumbeat to a exploding drumbeat, from boom, 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 to boom, 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 I mean, where it blows your eardrums out. He's illegitimate. Military's going to take him out. He's going to take him out. He's a racist. He's a terrorist. He's a killer. He's going to cause the dollar to collapse. The dollar's worthless. Run for the hills. America's over. We're all dead. In a classic attempt to totally and completely crash the country. But look at this tweet right here. Another piece of massive, massive evidence from the New York Times. This came out days ago, got no attention. Mike Cernovich tweeted about it Friday. Ben Smith of the New York Times is sitting in on these Democrat Party meetings, the teleconferences and others, where they're wargaming everything. And they say in here, this time we're not going to concede. We're just going to say Trump's illegitimate, and we're going to basically surround the White House and have our own inauguration and then just see what the military does. And now you know, you see, they're going to contest. They're going to activate their race mobs that are pissed that Trump won. And then they're going to burn down half the country. And they've already set the precedent that if you're trying to stop a federal courthouse being burned down, or old women getting beat up, or cops getting shot, or citizens shot at illegal checkpoints set up by Antifa, or Antifa gun trucks and snipers on roofs in Austin, that's bad to stop these wonderful George Soros-funded freedom fighters when Soros just ran the overthrow of Ukraine a few years ago using the exact same tactics. See, even the New York Times is reporting on how Podesta is wargaming this election now 85 days out, saying we don't concede. We contest and then wait to see what the military is going to do. Folks, look, I can tell you about stuff that's going to come in the future because it's already in white papers and globalist think tanks, and you can see their pre-programming and in fiction about what they're going to try to do later. That's easy to do. But when they're on every enemy channel at the hierarchical level of the establishment at first, 6 months ago, and now all over, out in the paper up this morning, it was in the paper, about Trump's going to have to be removed by the military. Why is that there? Because they're going to do it beforehand. They're not waiting to the election. They are strongly considering cooking up something, a dollar collapse, I'm not sure what, a bigger race riot. But even if they can't get that going, because they failed a lot, they're going to do it once Trump wins. They're going to contest and say his contesting, their contesting is that. This is it. And, you know, I see an article in Town Hall, or I see a Sean Hannity comment here or there. The Republicans are like flat-footed ducks or dinosaurs as the asteroids coming in. And they're just like, huh? Kind of eating some grass or something. I mean, they don't even know. They're like cows. And the enemy is everywhere telegraphing and saying, and Pelosi said, I am in second in command. When Trump is removed by the military, I will be president. Remember I played that clip 3 weeks ago, like 15 times? People got sick of it. She said, I met with the military on COG last week. And I'm second in command. That means they count not an impeachment, not a 25th Amendment. They say the whole administration's gone. It's the vice president that's second in command. But she says, I am second in command, as in a regime change, like they're overthrowing Iraq or something, or Libya. And these crazy criminals have gotten away with so much, they think they can do it again. And now they're, what did she say? She said, he will be fumigated out of the White House. And she said, even if he's still there, we will hold our inauguration. Did you hear that? That's real civil war. Even if the Supreme Court rules he's the president, she says they're going to have their own inauguration, and it won't matter where he is in the White House or someplace else. And now Trump is saying, you may not see me for a while, meaning he's got to go underground for this. And I know Trump knew this was coming. He told somebody very close to the president that he believed that when he tried to really reform things, they would come for him. He'd have to surround the White House with the Marines and Army. And I told you that years ago. And he did indeed say that. And now it's all coming true. So Trump's extremely smart. He knows what's going on. You know, he's such an idiot, but he beat the whole political establishment. He beat the insiders. He never ran for office before and then won like a maverick. No. They're all a bunch of yes men, back scratchers involved in process that stole the country, and they all tell themselves how smart they are. They're a bunch of cowards. They're a bunch of lightweights. They're a bunch of idiots. And they hate self-made men and women. So go read the Cernovich tweet. I love how Ben gets these legitimate, massive scoops, and the rest of the media is like, yeah, we're going to ignore this because, woo, it sounds bad, as they look for Alex Jones clips to post online. Because they do love to attack me because I'm the populist. I'm the thing they fear. New. This is Ben Smith, New York Times. John Podesta played Biden in an election war game and refused to concede in a scenario that looked a bit like 2016, but they didn't concede. This is what they're pre-programming for. Every channel they're parroting. This is the play. There'll be other plays, but we have the enemy playbook. You know, like we were the coach of the Patriots. We've got it. I mean, we have the playbook. I've proven we have the playbook. It's here. It's here. And they go on to say, Ms. Clinton had, but Mr. Podesta playing Biden shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede. Alleged voter suppression, he persuaded the governors of Wisconsin and Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to federal college. In that scenario, Colorado, California, Oregon, Washington then threatened to secede from the United States if Trump took office as planned. The House named Mr. Biden president. The Senate and White House stuck with Trump. At that point, the scenario, the nation stopped looking to the media for cues and waited to see what the military would do. And that's why they're getting ready for that. That's what they're wargaming. That's the plan. This isn't rumor swirling. It's treason swirling. Ah! Ah!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You know, I played part of this earlier, but it's so important. Ahead of this big report, I'm going to premiere next segment where they're shutting down the parks in Austin. I went to show that it was illegal, and the police ordered them to stop shutting the park down. That's coming up next segment, and this is a microcosm of the rest of the country. Here is basically the whole report, almost all of it. Antifa is not a myth. It's a very, very important report. Here it is.
I think self-defense can look violent if you're looking at it as the person who responds in self-defense is as culpable, but we don't see it that way. We see ourselves as engaging in self-defense from groups who want to do our community harm.
The mayor decried the violence, calling those responsible vigilantes. The police video showed one person dumping out a backpack with what appeared to be frozen water bottles, which were then thrown at officers. Demonstrators also hurled fireworks, one sergeant suffering a broken eye socket from the shrapnel. Police said the PVC pipe used to hold the Black Lives Matter banners had been sharpened and were taken out and used to jab at officers.
Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth.
Breaking news in the so-called Capitol Hill organized protest zone. There's been yet another shooting. Early this morning, protesters finished a march back to Cal Anderson Park when they say gunshots were fired nearby.
There were different reasons for Antifa and for these neo-Nazis to be there. One, racist, fascists.
I do not make any differentiation between neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just because they claim in their name that they are anti-fascist, their tactics are, in fact, totally fascist.
One of the people who was put on created masks to kill people they don't like. The other group,
right, and so
and
was
Black
Antifa.
Lives Matter,
Antifa
has hangers-on and aberrant actors within their ranks.
But the groups
were not created to destroy parts of humanity.
And you have all these
done with people like
I have an opinion.
Antifa is not a myth.
The Democrats' refusal to acknowledge the obvious violence spreading like a cancer from the Trump-hating, Soros-funded brown shirts terrorizing America borders on treason.
There was no anarchist violence in Lafayette Square. In fact, the only ones using force were federal law enforcement agents.
I'm standing out the front of the White House, and you can see that the building behind me is still smoldering. The fire brigade has just arrived to try to extinguish that. They've been kept busy with a number of spot fires in this area. There was an impromptu bonfire on the street here behind me. There were a number of cars set alight. Even a hotel, the front of our hotel, was set alight. And what was really terrifying scenes, this all happened in the minutes leading up to the 11 p.m. curfew. This is the first time that Washington, D.C. has had a curfew in place. And you could really feel the tension rising between the protesters and the police in the minutes leading up to it.
Portland is another clear example where federal agents use excessive and indiscriminate force to break up people gathered to peacefully protest.
If we'd done nothing, what would have happened to the courthouse, Mr. Cuccinelli, in Portland?
That courthouse wouldn't be there in any function.
So I challenge anybody on the other side to say different. If we hadn't intervened, they'd burn the damn thing down.
Hawaii Senator Hirono and her cult would sacrifice as many Americans as it takes to seize one-party Marxist control over a republic.
Antifa is an anarcho-communist movement whose goal is to use physical violence and intimidation to terrorize American citizens, to disengage them from the political process. While they do this under the cover of anti-fascism, the reality is that Antifa defines the entire American political system, regardless of party affiliation, as fascism. The most basic structure of Antifa is the affinity group, which is described by the pro-Antifa website CrimeThink as the essential building block of anarchist organization. It's a small cell of individuals who are known to one another, who agree to come together to participate in direct actions. Those include sabotage, vandalism, and premeditated assault.
I came there with my GoPro and my iPhone to record, and I was beaten by a mob, people who use brass knuckles that were hidden under gloves, punching me repeatedly in the front, the top, and the back of my head.
They are winning. They're winning because universities are now effectively blocking conservative and opposing speakers. They're winning because the media and politicians downplay such violence. They're winning because local authorities are ordering police to stand down or prosecutors to drop charges. And they're winning because free speech is being treated as a destabilizing or threatening factor in our schools and society.
After crime rates chronically skyrocket in the wake of the George Floyd debacle, the Black Lives Matter mob can do no wrong.
Democrats want to ignore the violence of Antifa. They want to ignore the violence on the left, and they just scream white supremacist, rather than condemn violence from wherever it is coming. The 277 injuries of federal law enforcement officers in Portland are coming from the left, and not a single Democrat on this committee acknowledges that.
Soros-funded St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner didn't charge any of the 36 rioters that St. Louis police officers arrested during recent violent protests, and as a result, they were all quickly released. While Seattle rioters are suing the city of Seattle over the expense of their protest gear, Portland prosecutors are reportedly not charging arrested Antifa-connected agitators. Meanwhile, the protesters in Portland have moved from the federal courthouse to the local police precinct to burn that down. In yet another peaceful protest, the Democrats' campaign of political gaslighting and local prosecutors aiding and abetting of the anti-American subterfuge only means many more businesses will burn and many more innocents will die.
It's been 3 weeks now since Jessica Doty Whitaker was killed, shot on the canal, and still no arrests. Friends and family today calling for someone with information, anyone, to come forward. She died the early morning after Independence Day, after reportedly getting into an argument with another group on the canal. Shortly after she was shot, they reportedly said to the group that all lives matter, and that's what led to the gunfire. That's according to people that were with Whitaker.
Like their predecessors in the Weather Underground and Red Army faction, Antifa will continue to escalate its behavior unless it is checked. There will be more attacks, and rioting techniques will continue to grow in capability and in sophistication. Their cadres will grow, and there will be more autonomous zones for increased periods of time. And more Americans of all political persuasions will be terrorized.
The name of the current political game, especially in an election year, is to look the other way, no matter how many are blinded, injured, or murdered.
Let's stop right there. There's a minute or so left. The full report's at band.video. It's so incredible. Antifa is not a myth. Share it. Expose these people. But look, it's deeper than that. And John did a great job. But there's another whole level. It's the cover for the upcoming overthrow of the president and then burning down the cities and then having Democrats break up the United States and try to have the military take out Trump. This has to stop now. Podesta is officially, New York Times admits, wargaming, having states secede under popular vote and say that Biden is the president. Okay, I don't want war. I don't want to go grab these people. But they're grabbing us. They started it. And I mean, this is out of control.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day.
that we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I got a great guy named John who runs the boom in here. And he was telling me during the break, he said, you know, Alex, don't get down, because he sees stuff going on behind the scenes here. Because it's our job to keep getting the info out about the New World Order and expose them, not talk about what's happened to us. He said, hey, Clinton Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the whole thing, they're going down. He's absolutely right. In fact, I meant to start the show today, and I woke up at like 6 a.m. this morning. I said, I'm going to come in and point out that the pedophile rings are being exposed, the world government's being exposed, the fiat currency's being exposed, their whole system's being exposed. And that's a really positive thing. And so They're going to throw a lot of things at us, and things are going to get crazy. It's a spiritual war. And you're going to see people you thought were good end up being bad. And you're going to see people you thought were bad end up being good. And that's exactly what we've seen. We've seen what people really stand for during a crisis and, you know, who they really are. Now, this story is in Austin, Texas. But if you know Austin's the fastest growing city in the United States, it's got a partnership with the United Nations. And Austin, because a large canyon network runs through the middle of it, in the 90s, the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the big globalist group said, we're going to take all total about 180,000 acres, but the Barton Creek is about 98,000 technically. And we're going to say that you can't build on that. And they came in and took farms and ranches that bordered that. And a lot of them were what they called cedar choppers, old, poor, old white families that had their shacks up in the hills and stuff. And they came in and they made them sell out on average for 5 cents on the dollar. I mean, there were 10,000 acre pieces of property that they made them sell for pennies on the dollar via adverse possession. And they promised that it would always be the biggest park system of any city in the country. And then day one, the land outside town they bought, they built ranchettes on, that then the Kirk Watson, who became a state senator, the bank he set up was the bank that brokered the sale of property out on these beautiful hills and beautiful mountains outside Austin, Texas. But in Austin is almost 100,000 acres of this. You look at a satellite shot of Austin coming out from the west by Dripping Springs into the middle of the city. It looks like a green Star Destroyer kind of coming in towards downtown where the Martin Creek dumps in to the Colorado River. And, man, they are seizing every bit of it. And so a few years ago they proposed putting up checkpoints, charging to get on the green belts. I mean, imagine, this is like more than a third of the city, okay? The homeless can go do whatever they want, crap everywhere, needles, drugs, that's all fine. But when you're trying to hike with your family or whatever, oh, you're not allowed to. They've hired all these bureaucracies because they can't become the police, so they've created their own, you know, new bureaucracies to control people. And so now under COVID-19, they've had all the parks shut for months and months and months, the swimming pools, all of it. And people were ignoring it and going to the green belt, so they couldn't enforce it. The cops wouldn't enforce it. So then last week they announced, okay, we'll have people there where you sign on to get into the park, and you've got to have permission to get on the park, and limited numbers can come onto the park. But they let in about 10% of what would be in there previously, and they tell people, oh, sorry, the park is full. So I used to pull over near my house, this place called Hill of Life, that's about a quarter mile hill, and I used to go down into the green belt from there. And you probably have 50 to 100 cars parked out there on a Sunday morning. There are like 10 cars today, and they were turning back all these families from San Antonio, you name it, that came up here to go on the green belt and the big, beautiful creek that's down there right now. Totally sick, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is, we'll post this to Bandot Video. We're premiering it right now. It's not even posted yet. We're going to premiere it right now. That the police said, yeah, this is unenforceable. There isn't even a law. And they said we shouldn't have college kids down here enforcing this, and they shut them down. They shut them down. So here is that report. Here it is.
With over 100,000 acres, the parks in Austin, Texas are known as some of the most beautiful and widespread in the country. And in 1992, the Save Our Springs Ordinance was adopted as law, which opened up these beautiful lands to the public. Austinites practically live in a national park. Taxpayers paid for it. It is ours to enjoy. It is the law. But now, Austin City Mayor Stephen Adler is attempting to seize control. He has erected makeshift registration booths at park entrances and hired lifeguards who have lost their jobs as a result of the COVID shutdown to take reservations and register the names of anyone who enters. It's been going on all over the nation for decades. The United Nations Agenda 21. Powerful entities seizing public lands from the people for their own private gain. 10 park entrances have been set up like this by the Austin Parks Department. It is unlawful. It is nothing more than the edict of radical leftist Mayor Adler, a power grab.
Well, the past, I've been coming here since I was in high school and college, and now you guys use your COVID hoax to, like, set a checkpoint up so you can take over the parks and start charging? It's unconstitutional. This is not even a city ordinance. This is a illegal power grab of the people's Greenbelt, and it's time to free Austin. So are you guys volunteers for the city of Austin? Who are you, masked man?
I'm a lifeguard for Barton Springs.
You're a lifeguard for Barton Springs, now part of the criminal power grab. This is outrageous criminal activity. This is the seizure of the infrastructure of Austin.
It is all color of law garbage. My wife came here this morning when you cult member Coops showed up here, and you asked her, where's her reservation? Her reservation is that we live in a free country. We live in America. I call for everybody out there watching. The time for civil disobedience is here. I want this removed tonight.
While we were there, a family from San Antonio arrived to enjoy the day in the park. After an hour drive, they were turned away.
Look at these poor people. Hey, it's all unconstitutional. It's all illegal. If I want to go in here and say the ordinance isn't even a law, I want to march down here. I can't. Don't listen to them. Don't sit at the back of the bus. Don't believe their COVID hoax. Get down there and enjoy yourself. Are these people will take everything you got?
The gentleman from San Antonio spoke to the Austin police and was told that there is no law. The police allowed the family to enjoy the park as the law permits.
Come on, everybody. The police told you it's open. There's no enforceable law. Yes, sir. Yes. Our park's not your park. Our park's not your park. There they go. Down their path to freedom. Like Bill Gates is supposedly a doctor now. He's not. He tells us what to do. And now lifeguards tell people they can't go onto a giant 500 square mile greenbelt because they'll find a virus down here. No, the virus isn't down there. The virus is the control. The virus is the fear. And the very city that says blow up the police department, the very city that says blow up the police department and that we don't need the police, has them out here trying to, not the cops aren't even doing it, but has them out here so the lifeguards can tell you that you can't go down there. And so they can register you in this illegal database right here. Hey, guys, you ought to just go on in. It's all color law. It's all garbage. We have to stop submitting at some point. COVID-19 is a power grab hoax. COVID-19 is a scam. Is that your IQ? One finger? APD just did its job. When a man came up sick and I go in here, and the APD told him, no, it's not enforceable. You can go on in. The police even told people the so-called ordinance you're using is criminal. It's color of law. By telling black folks they can't vote. You can't block people from their parks. This is a fraud. And you don't respond. You don't respond. So, as you can see, the park is now open for now, but they'll be back with color of law. You've got to be the Rosa Parks that doesn't sit at the back of the bus. You got to say no, because there's no limit to their power grab if you don't. They say the masks are permanent. They say the forced inoculations are coming. What are we going to do about it?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's the final segment of this live Sunday edition. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m. right before me, Bubba Troyer after 3 p.m. I just wanted to, before I hit this final news here, really important news, I wanted to just thank the listeners for your support the last 26 years and for your prayer and for your word of mouth, because I just want to stay in this fight. You know, now that the whole New World Order is out in the open, my job's actually much easier than it used to be. That's why they've got to silence us. You know, I showed up there and there was one squad car and some fake marshals, forest marshals, rangers out there. And they were there with college people, college kids, telling people, oh, sorry, the park's full. You can't go into a giant 100,000 acre greenbelt. That by law, there's no law they can block you. They have ordinances. They can shut actual physical parks or things where there's payments, maybe. You can't shut something like that. It's actually in the code when taxpayers bought the property, which was actually stolen from a lot of folks. They made them sell it. A lot of folks wanted to sell. And so trailheads are being shut down everywhere. This is a microcosm of everything. The police, when the cameras weren't on them, were giving thumbs up. They were giving us salutes. Look at all those areas with no houses. All that's green, folks. That's Barton Creek. Look at that. 100,000 acres. Just one piece of it's 98,000, technically. And it goes all the way out west. Now imagine this. They say, oh, it's for COVID. They put up a plastic screen at the entrance and then get your name, number, and driver's license and then call you if you're allowed to come. And then they kick everybody else out and say you can't come because of COVID. I told families, I said, don't go. Don't listen to it. They go over to the cops, and the cops go, yeah, there's actually no law. This is unenforceable. We're told to just be here to scare people. The cops are ordered to stand there. So college students at 10 entrances can tell people they can't go onto their own property. But when it's so outrageous, the police themselves were telling people, yeah, going in, it's unenforceable. But some people were so cowardly. I saw this one white guy with his three kids. He sat there dutifully until I began to leave. He went over, and the cops are like, yeah, you can go in. And he still went over when I left and went over to the city lifeguards and said, can we? And they said no, and he looked like he was going to leave because he just wants to be cucked. He wants to be dominated, and all these guys will take the forced inoculations. All of them will go along with it. And, I mean, you know, I tried to be calm. I tried to not get pissed, man. But I've been going on to that very trailhead since college. I've been going to the Greenbelt since I was a little kid. I didn't know about that place till college. And, man, I walked down that with quite a few nice girls for a picnic by the creek. Had some good times there. It's got to be, what, 28 years? 29 years? I'm old now, man. God, I believe I was in college 29 years ago taking girls down there. Now I woke. I mean, you told me this back then, I thought you were a crazy person. Just unbelievable. And it illustrates everything. All right, there's a lot of other news we didn't have time to get to. The crew points out that if I don't plug products, we won't be here. These are really great products you need, ladies and gentlemen. You know, these are the very best supplements out there. I may not look the best, but I got the virility of an 18-year-old prize fighter. I mean, I'll just get down to technicals. I can hike longer, work longer, have sex longer, whole nine yards when I was 18. And, I mean, it's crazy, actually. I mean, I may look like a warthog, but I'm strong. And without the X2, without the X3, the DNA Force Plus, I mean, just those products at InfoWars Store, they're still 50% off right now with Double Patriot Points. We're going to have to end that special because the DNA Force is going to sell out the next month. It'll be a few months till more of it comes in. The one thing you do for your telomeres and for your mitochondria is DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the rest of the great formula that's in there. And it's just amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the new enamel safe activated charcoal toothpaste that's so amazing. And to be technical, it doesn't have silica as in the classic sand. It has a diatomaceous earth that, according to my dad, who's a dentist, cleans teeth really well but doesn't remove enamel. So people are like, hey, you said it's silica. It doesn't have a bunch of silica. It's filler, but it's got diatomaceous earth. Technically, you can call it the same thing, but it's the skeletons of diatoms, plankton, and that is a least abrasive and it does a better job. Point is, it's a high-quality toothpaste with no fillers. That's my main issue, pointing that out. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the activated charcoal Dr. Jones Naturals mouthwash that we're so proud of, and that's what funds this operation. We have the new American Eagle Betsy Ross flag shirts that the left is calling Nazi. Just wear it proud, wear it loud. And we have the new pure turmeric extract. It's not a competition with the body's ultimate turmeric formula. It is a curcuminoid extract concentrate. This is a raw turmeric extract at InfoWarsStore.com, so they go together like a horse and carriage. Find them all, again, at InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's look at some of the gaslighting that's going on here. Here's a story from Town Hall. I wish we had time for the video, but we don't, but you can see it at townhall.com. CNN guest, there are no left-wing outlets that exist to tear down Trump. That's right, just all the big tech, all the big networks but Fox, which is pretty bad itself, NPR, PBS, all taxpayer-funded. There's just no one there, even though they're hunting down the last truly patriotic conservative outfits and shutting them down. Meanwhile, I'm going to end the show here in a moment. How long is that little clip of Oprah? We're going to end the show with it, as it says it all. Faith Healer, featured by Oprah Winfrey, on the run amid sex abuse claims. She's now convicted of having women in sex dungeons producing sex slave children for sale. She runs orphanages worldwide as well, just like Hillary. And the reason I raise that is Jeffrey Epstein did his blog show Bill Clinton went to the sex island, and that WWE former wrestler admits killing pedophile abuser, trying to rape him as a child. The left says he should basically enjoy it, put up with it. That's just some of the type of news we have there. But I want you to remember that Oprah Winfrey is part of, quote, the billionaire good guy club that's calling for worldwide depopulation. And that her main goal is reducing the population of Africa. So, man, she tells you all day long, as a former child sex slave, she admits she's a former child sex slave. Well, you know, most child sex slaves don't end up speaking out or fighting it. In fact, a lot of them end up serving it. Most of the child sex slaves that don't get away from it or resist it end up being procurers and doing it themselves. That's 101 criminology. She admits she was a child sex slave, then a child prostitute, and now she runs children's orphanages for the Africans she wants to depopulate. It's like Bill Gates says, I want to kill Granny. I want to get rid of old people. The case for killing Granny. Death panels are great. But then he wants you to take a shot because he wants to save you, which he admits could really hurt you. I want to thank the crew for the amazing job they've done tonight. Again, David Knight, 8 a.m. tomorrow, band.video, infowars.com/show. When I ask the great stations to be sure to pick up his show, and then Owen Schwer comes on after me. But I do the Sunday show now for 16, 17 years, doing talk radio for 25, 26, but on Access TV, I guess 26 years ago, radio for 25. And I'm just so pleased and blessed to be here. But the way we reach new people and this great fertile ground of the awakening happening is you. So you're just as important as I am, if not more important, to share the articles and the videos and the live links and say, hey, you heard this guy attacked. You're an adult. You deserve to hear what they don't want you to hear. Here's a link to band.video. Here's an article. And if you don't like my style, I don't like my style a lot of the time. We've got Greg Reese and John Bowne and Paul Joseph Watson and Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and Leanne McAdoo and just so many other great, great people. So be sure and check that out. But I'm going to leave you with this super creepy statement that children enjoy being molested. Here's Oprah Winfrey to close out the show.
So this is what so many people don't understand. A big part of the confusion and shame for child victims is that the attention and the seduction from the predator, who is probably going to be somebody you know.
Right.
In order for it to work, it has to be somebody you know, somebody you admire, somebody you respect,
like Oprah,
or maybe even love. And it feels good. I mean, if you're 7 years old and somebody, which I was trying to say this to my friends who had children, you're 7 years old and someone is stroking your penis, it feels good.
No, it doesn't.
Even though you don't have a name for what that is, it feels good.
It feels like you're being raped.
And when I first said this years ago, people were like, you're crazy, because everybody wants to believe it's like sexual assault and you're being thrown up against the wall and you're being raped. And I have said for years, if the abuser is
she
any good,
is part.
It, you won't even know it's happened.
She
you
is
will
the
be
part
in it,
of the secret Epstein cult on record.
Happened. And if the abuser is any good, he or she is going to make you feel like
best friends with Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, and nothing is more being a part of it than what we discussed earlier. Then you say you were married.
Oh, you people are so sick.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.